Good morning. Welcome to our Saturday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. As we wrap up this week, I want to encourage you this Labor Day weekend to be involved in worshiping God with others. If you're not involved in a church home here in the South Bend, Mishawaka, greater Michiana area, I do invite you to join us here at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive, here in South Bend, Indiana. If you do have a church home, participate, be involved. Attend not just so that you can be encouraged, but so that you can encourage others. Recognize that every Sunday is a great day to worship God with others. Every day is a great day to worship God. And as we do so, we recognize the importance of encouraging one another. And when possible, that's best done when we're with one another. And so, go to church. Be the church. Serve your church community so that you would learn how to serve your actual community. We've been talking and praying this week about being content. So today we wrap up our focus on that with a topic we've kind of alluded to throughout the week because it's why we're able to be content. It's the backing for all of the other topics that we've talked about. That's being content with God's presence. Maybe more accurately, being content because of God's presence. The writer of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5, says, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have." Why? Well, because God has said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." The first part of that verse is powerful. It's difficult, but it's powerful. Keep your life free from the love of money. Be content with what you have. To learn that principle and to put it into practice is not an easy thing, especially in a world, in a culture, in a society that measures so much of what it calls success by monetary amounts. And to keep our lives free from the love of money removes its control so that we can be content with what we have. But the writer doesn't simply leave it at that instruction. He says, here's why. Here's how you can keep your life free from the love of money. Here's how you can be content with what you have. It's by holding on to God's promise of His presence. Because He said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In the midst of poverty, He's there. In the midst of need, He's there. In the midst of plenty, He's there. In the midst of hunger, He's there. In the midst of fullness, He's there. The psalmist writes, "Where can I go to hide from God's presence?" And they list off a variety of places. Oh, He's there. Oh, He's there. Oh, He's there. His presence is more noticeable by us when we're seeking it, but it's kind of like the toddler version of hide and seek. we cover up our eyes, then everything's gone. It isn't really gone, we just don't see it. And that's sometimes the way we play with God. Our dissatisfaction. Our love of stuff covers up our eyes so that we don't see God and we begin to believe He's not present. And so we have to fill that emptiness. And God's Word basically tells us to uncover your eyes and see that God hasn't left. That His presence is always available. In fact, God told His children prior to Jesus being born throughout the entire Old Testament. He knew that they would leave Him. They would stray. They would forsake the real God. And it would cause many problems. He also knew He would not forsake them. And He tells them, from wherever you're at, no matter how far away that you've wandered, no matter where you've been carried off to as consequence of sin, from wherever you're at, you will seek God and you will find Him when you seek Him with a whole heart. And we live life learning contentment because God is with us. The story of Christmas was Jesus becoming Emmanuel, God with us. And as Jesus prepared for the cross, He let us know that He would not leave us as orphans, that He would not abandon us, that His Spirit would come upon us, so that His presence would still be with us. And so we reject the financial lure of this world. And we learn contentment because of God's presence. It may or may not mean that finances become available. We use them for good, for godliness, for serving others, for meeting our own needs, for the needs of our family, for the good works God prepared in advance for us to do, but we don't become enamored with it. We don't set our love upon it. We're content. And we learn that with God, I'll be okay. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And in Your love, You have given us all that we need. Oh, we don't always see it that way. We want other things, but we need to be made right with You. And if this body is destroyed through lack of necessities, our spirit is made whole because of what Jesus has done. But Father, sometimes we get caught up in the ways of the world and we pursue money because we love it. And we are dissatisfied with what we have because we want more. And we begin to believe because of our love of money and our desire for more that you've not been good to us. And when those lies of the enemy settle into our mind and our heart and our spirit, we forget. You're with us. We forget that your view is beyond what we can see. So God, forgive us when we give in to the temptations to love money, the temptations of being discontent, the temptations of forgetting you. Remind us not just of the promise, but of the presence of you never leaving us nor forsaking us. God, help us to be content with your presence, but to be content in all circumstances because of your presence. God, as we grow in this contentment, may we lift up Jesus as the one that brings it. That as we lift up Him, He would draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Saturday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.